You can turn sexual frustration into success in any area of your life, financially, your career, your relationships, your social skills, interactions, physical fitness, having an intelligent mind, artistic abilities, spiritual development, any of these things. You can place that buildup of sexual tension, frustration into them, putting you on a path of massive momentum. The path of sexual kung fu is all about redirecting pressure. And sexual frustration is a strong pressure. It's this built up pressure of sexual energy, sexual desire that's going nowhere. It has no completion to it. It's just sitting inside of you and rotting. And this leads to feeling anxiety, feeling depression, feeling like you're going nowhere in life, feeling irritated that you're not finding some sort of completion for your desire, feeling angry. And most people in this pattern, they try to simply numb these feelings. They numb these feelings with drugs, you know, alcohol, getting stoned every day, sitting in front of the television screen, spending hours flipping through social media. They just try to numb themselves to forget about this. And this leads to you going nowhere in life. And especially this is true in men who are in long-term relationships where the sex is dried up, they feel sexually frustrated and unfulfilled. And without having that completion, they often just give up and they try to forget about it. They try to distract themselves and numb themselves to forget this behavior. But here's the important thing, your sexual energy, it's this energy of momentum. It's this energy of creativity and power, self-empowerment. And when you don't have a healthy flow, a healthy circulation of it in your life, either you're wasting it completely, jerking off to porn every day, or you're not having fulfilling sex, you're not having this fulfilling outlet for your sexual energy. And if you're not having a purpose, a mission, productivity to put this creative charge into action, to transform it into something in the physical world, it's going to drive you crazy. You're going to feel depressed. You're going to feel really stuck in your life. And so here's the good news. If you're feeling this, if you're stuck in like a sexless relationship, if you're stuck in feeling like you're single and you're desperate to get laid, or maybe you feel completely disconnected from your sexuality, you have very little libido, low sex drive, low sexual interest, all of these things are a sign of some sort of stagnance in your sexual energy and in your interaction with the world as well. And you can take action to make a change to this. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you subscribe to my channel. Make sure you get my free ejaculation control course through the link in the video description below. And for me personally, I've noticed this pattern arising at certain points in my life when I was basically not strongly focused on my mission in the world, when I didn't really like have something strong to put my energy into. Especially there was a time when I was single and I was, you know, was really broke, wasn't really going anywhere in my life, didn't have a lot of money, didn't have very good social skills. And I felt really stuck, felt really lethargic. And I had a lot of sexual frustration. I really wanted to get laid. I wanted to have amazing sex, but I didn't have the capacity at the time to make that happen. And so I just felt really stuck and in this downward spiral of self-misery and frustration. What I've noticed is that when I started to create some momentum in my life, get clear about what am I doing on this planet? What am I doing with my time? Am I just gonna waste my time working at, you know, an enslavement job 9 to 5, or am I going to do something meaningful and useful? Maybe I should develop my mind, develop my body, learn some new skills, learn how to interact with people, learn how to be an upgraded human being. And when I started living my life in this way, all of that sexual energy that had been trapped and unable to be expressed, it found a new outlet, which was through my actions, through my thoughts, through my creations, through starting to live the life that I wanted to live. So here's the most important thing, make a decision. Everything starts as a decision. If you're serious about something, it becomes a decision where you make the decision and there's no going back. This isn't experimenting or trying to do something new. This is becoming a new version of yourself. Changing your life can happen in a split second. So start to make the decision. Who do you want to be? What kinds of things do you want to have in your life? Really get clear on this. Imagine there's no limitations. Imagine you have unlimited money, unlimited resources. What do you do with yourself? Who do you become? How do you act? What sorts of things do you do? Where do you live? How do you spend your time? What are your hobbies? What are your skills? What are things you would like to be really good at? So start to allow yourself to dream, to imagine. And I noticed for myself personally, when I started doing this type of thing, all of this negative self-talk, like, no, you could never accomplish that. You could never do that. But guess what? The lifestyle I have now, literally the life I'm living right now, I couldn't have imagined 10 years ago. And it's when I started imagining the kind of life that I wanted and taking action on that has started to change for me. So start writing these things down. Start writing down, what do you want in every area of your life? Who do you want to be? Regardless of how realistic, make a list. That's the first step. What are your limitations you have? For example, if you're broke, if you struggle with money, like I did for a long period of my life, start learning business skills. Start studying how to have an abundance mindset with money and how to create more financial abundance in your life. Study it. We have the resources right now. If you're frustrated because you can't get a girlfriend, Start learning social skills. Learn how to flirt with a woman. Learn how to not put a woman on a pedestal and to just have fun and be yourself around them. And this goes with any social interaction as well. Because here's the thing. For you single guys who are like struggling to have a relationship, I used to have this mindset where like a relationship and sex was like this holy grail. It was this unattainable holy thing that I just wasn't worthy for. And if I met a girl I found attractive, I had to like put her on a pedestal and say all the right things and be just the right person. But guess what? This kept me lonely, prevented me from ever having quality relationships. So just be yourself. Just have fun. When you love yourself and you're simply having fun with others, you stop giving a shit. Other people actually find this very attractive. So basically, know what you want. That's the most important thing. Let yourself dream big and then start taking action towards those things. Write down every area of your life and say, okay, here's my career goals, here's my relationship goals, my physical fitness goals, you know, my body, whatever, my health, my spiritual path. Here's all the things. Then start ask yourself, what are some things I can do to start taking action towards this? Maybe it's just the first step is learning about them, reading books about how to start your own business, reading books about how to develop better social skills, better speaking skills, better mental, emotional management. That's an action. Now you've made the decision. That's what you want. You're taking action towards it. You just have to keep doing that. Keep up the momentum. And here's a very common thing. When you're in a long-term relationship and the passion drives up, and you just kind of give up on life, you give up on having a sex life and say, well, our testosterone's supposed to decline as we get older. Sex in a marriage is supposed to dry up after the first year. It's bullshit. Here's the thing. Again, you can have whatever you want in your life. You don't have to be a victim to circumstances. You can create whatever you want. If this is a situation for you, start to focus on yourself. Put yourself in the mindset of dating again, like when you were first dating this person, where once again, you and your life become your primary focus. What do you want in your life? Create a social life. If you don't have that, spend time with other men, learn new skills, learn something new, go take a class somewhere on something that you've been interested in learning, get yourself in shape, join a gym, start creating momentum in life. Here's the thing. When you're experiencing frustration, when you're experiencing sexual frustration, it's often a symptom of things in other areas of your life being blocked. You're not focusing on the bigger picture. You're overly obsessed about, you know, just sex alone. And so it's time to get into the world and let things move. Maybe what you're really craving is connection with other human beings. Again, I can relate to this as well as being something that I needed at points in my life. And what I've noticed is that whenever I've had periods of time where I felt like my wife and I were just roommates, where the passion just isn't as much there, it's usually because I've neglected my life out in the world. I've gotten too comfortable in life, not out in my comfort zone, having adventures, spending time with other men, doing cool things, doing busy, productive things. And here's the thing, obviously sexual kung fu, one of the core focuses is sexual cultivation. But the thing is here is that you don't want to be so obsessed with sex to where it has this power over you that if you're not having sex in the way you want all the time, that you become shut down, miserable, and depressed, and frustrated. And often a lack of good sex is a sign that there's a lack of zest in your life. When there's a lack of strong polarity in your relationships, it means you've kind of shrunk, you've kind of given up, you don't have the same charge that you used to have. But guess what? You can get it back. And again, anytime I've noticed this pattern happening in my life, I realize, wow, I've been neglecting other areas of my life. It's time for me to go out into the world, create some momentum, move some energy around, focus on other things for a while. When you spend a day out doing cool things that you love doing, and then you spend some time with your partner, there's a lot more attraction. There's a lot more zest. There's a lot more of that vital desire. So sexual kung fu practice involves the transmutation, the circulation, the transformation of your sexual energy, channeling it through the body and putting that energy into use in other areas of your life, putting it into other things. And this allows you to take control of your own sexual pleasure and your own sexual fulfillment. And this skill of being able to work directly with your sexual energy in a meditative state, being able to circulate it through your body, being able to consciously channel how this energy is flowing through your body, this is a very crucial skill. On top of everything else I've shared in this video, if you're doing this as well, it's going to 10x your results. Not to mention, you're able to make sex 10 times more fulfilling and pleasurable with the skills of sexual kung fu practice. For valuable daily practice that will help you keep moving the sexual energy through your body and to fuel your newfound excitement and passion for life, hopefully that you are developing, check out my testicle breathing video. I hope you liked the video. If you enjoyed the content, please hit subscribe, give the video a like, and let me know in the comments below, how are you transforming your sexual energy into you becoming the best version of yourself? Have a great day, my friends.